This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Our series, Shifting the Balance, focuses on how environmental and policy changes can positively affect the fight against obesity. For many of us who struggle to carve out a few hours each week for the gym, healthy living seems sometimes out of reach. For an overwhelming majority of American kids, finding the time to play isn't the problem. It's finding the place. Mike Vietti is communication manager at Kaboom, a nonprofit dedicated to creating happier, healthier, and fitter kids by increasing playground access nationwide. Mike, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia. Great to be here.
Kaboom proposes that it's a lack of available play space, among other factors, that's created this deficit of play. Explain that to us. How bad is it, and how does it affect the mental and physical health of kids?
To be perfectly honest, Virginia, it's pretty bad. And that really starts with the misconception that most of us have, which is that play among children is a luxury, when the reality is that play among children is an absolute necessity. And that's really where it all starts. So the CDC did a study a couple of years ago that found that right now only 1 in 5 children across the country live within walking distance of a park or a playground. And that really feeds into the mentality that play isn't terribly important. If it was, children would have better access to places to play. And studies after studies continue to show and suggest that children do better in school when they have recess or they have a place to play. That play is important to the cognitive, emotional, and physical development of children. And a recent study just came out that suggested that children who live within a half mile of a park or a playground were 5 times more likely to be of a healthy weight than children who didn't live within walking distance of a park or a playground. And so there's really a direct correlation between the amount of time that children have to play and the access to a place to play that children have, and things like obesity and ADHD and issues like that.
So you've got an app that's available for free for smartphones, and I just went to, on your website, a place where you can put in, you know, your zip code. I've got a list of 20 places within a couple of miles of here to play. But part of your mission is that you're mapping the current state of playgrounds across America so you can figure out or better identify where kids go to play and which areas are in special need. So which areas are in special need, and how are you doing it?
Really, just about everywhere, and that's the unfortunate reality. And you're absolutely right. So for Kaboom to be able to solve this play deficit that exists among children, we need to find out where the children are who don't have access to places to play. And we call those pockets or those areas play deserts. And so what we're doing is we have the Kaboom map of play on our website at www.kaboom.org. And we're asking everybody to help us find these play deserts by uploading pictures and information about parks and playgrounds in their neighborhood to the Kaboom map of play. And once we have this map of play established, and there's already over 89,000 parks and playgrounds in the database, but we've still got a long way to go. Once we have that complete map of play, we'll know exactly which areas don't have parks and playgrounds, and we'll be able to focus our efforts there so that every child has what they deserve, which is a great place to play.
Play deficit is more than just access to playgrounds. How do you get kids off the couch and away from the average of 7.5 hours of daily screen time and TV time and video games?
You're absolutely right, and the screen time is shot through the roof. But we've got to solve the first problem, which is access to places to play. If only 20% of children live within walking distance of a park or a playground, you can guarantee that those 80% that don't, they're going to sit on the couch. So the first issue that we've got to solve is the lack of access. And then once we can provide access to children to those playgrounds that you and I had growing up, where we would just walk down the street and our mom and dad would turn us out and say, don't come home until 5 o'clock when it's dinner time and go play. Until we can get back to that and make sure that children have access to places to play, this obesity epidemic is just going to continue to skyrocket.
With just half a minute left, you know, say communities help you identify these play deserts. What then? How did they fix it?
We actually have millions of dollars in grants, Let's Play grants, that Kaboom is giving away. And that's a partnership between Kaboom and Dr. Pepper Snapple Group. The goal in the next 3 years is to build or fix up 2,000 playgrounds across North America. And we've got grants that start from $500 to help spruce up a park to grants all the way up to $30,000 to build an entirely new playground. And again, people can apply for those grants at kaboom.org.
And we do have a link to your website at wordofmouthradio.org. Mike Vietti, I really want to thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Virginia.
Mike Vietti manages communications for the Pro Play nonprofit called Kaboom. There is a link to his website and that app at wordofmouthradio.org. Tell us what you think. Is there a dearth of swing sets in your neighborhood? Do you worry that too much structure is squashing your kids' creativity? Let us know at our website, wordofmouthradio.org, or on Facebook and Twitter. And stay with us, for if you can't change the climate, change the humans, when Word of Mouth continues after a short break.